you know, it's an issue that you're loath to broach until something happens. And then when it does, you wonder why you didn't talk about it more. I mean, some of our recent headlines, folks, have been so sad. They've been disappointing, that attempted pipe bomber. And, of course, over the weekend, the deadly rage of an anti-Semite in Pittsburgh, 11 worshipers killed at that synagogue. What is new about this? Really? Nothing. There's nothing new that Jews haven't been dealing with for thousands of years. It goes dormant seemingly for a period of time. Yeah, that depends on your zip code. But it never goes away. And now it seems to be on the rise again. That's the impression a lot of us get. What is it about human nature and the human mind that just always gives this scourge fresh life from generation to generation? Well, that's a question for the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is where the podcast always reside. Regional Psychological Services from East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. This is another one of those sad days as we reflect. And unfortunately, in human nature, as hope springs eternal, so does evil spring eternal. It just seems there's part of the human psyche that wants to find somebody that they see as a source for the problems that they have. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, the Jews for thousands of years have had to deal with this. And I must say, I'm only a sample of one, but in my life, I've never had a problem whatsoever, whether a personal interaction or a business interaction with anyone of the Jewish faith. It just baffles me how you can have this level of hatred, and you can have somebody come in and just shoot people and say, all Jews die. And kind of one interesting thing of a person rising above all of this was a Dr. Jeff Cohen, who's the president of Allegheny Central Hospital, Jewish, and he went in and saw the madman, if you will, the person who was saying to the SWAT team about kill all Jews, and he asked him how he was, asked him how he was doing. And when he left, the FBI person said, I don't think I could have done that. And he said, well, in effect, you've got to start somewhere, and this is what I'm going to do. And to me, that was such a hard-to-believe moment that someone could come in and really wants to kill you is in the hospital. You're treating the person, not just this particular Dr. Cohen, but other doctors and nurses treating someone who wanted to kill you. It's a tribute to the supposed victims, if you will, as they rose above and dealt with the victimizer and have kept the person alive. But it's a sad testimony, and when you see this, it's just hard to believe. But we do live in a world where even when people interact with people, they're somewhat isolated. They can join groups on the Internet. They can meet with people. So yeah, it's kind of there is a dangerous breeding ground that we already have to be aware of. And one last point here. His neighbor, someone named Chris Hall, said he was a quiet loner who kept to himself and said the most terrifying thing is how normal he seemed. I mean, that's the danger. And then he was not on anyone's, you know, the FBI radar. He bought legally. So
sure,
he's a hard person to sort out, unlike the bomber, the proposed bomber, I should say.
They're not identical. What is it about? So let's look at us now. Let's look at the you know, put quotes around that, all of us. What is it about us? What is it about human beings where we look for in times of maybe we're having our own problems or we're not able to piece together X, Y, and Z and make sense? Why do we look at times for the easy answer, the scapegoat answer? Because that goes beyond anti-Semitism. Sometimes we're looking for the easy answer that explains everything and makes sense, even if it does so by demeaning another person, another group.
That is sadly a part of human nature, and it's part of the reason that we always need to be having people debate in a good fashion. When there are elections, we accept we accept what happens. We get ready for the next one. We don't scapegoat. We don't call people names, because once you call somebody a name, you can't have a discussion. Like if someone says you're an idiot and a dummy, well, that's not a good point to start a discussion. Okay, in order to win in the world of ideas, there has to be open discussion and also recognition there can be two rights, meaning there can be two ways to get to the same ending. And what we try to do is have discussions about what is the most appropriate. So, but we seem to be in a world, and this happens a lot. It's not like it's just now. Maybe we're in one of those periods now, not like the 30s necessarily, where you know people are dying by even the hundreds of millions overall. But overall, we are in an age where there is a need for everybody to call a timeout and just try to talk and communicate. And let us use someone like this, where I think almost everyone can agree that this is an egregious, horrible hate crime motivated on a group of people, the Jewish community, that have, for thousands of years, have had to deal with pogroms, had to deal with the Holocaust, and it just seems to be a pattern. And let us try to end this now, because they will have less and less of this the more open we are to all ideas, and that don't get into name-calling and attacking other people.
Doc, I'll tell you, I had a unique experience in college where I got to, and I only got to do it because I pursued it and because I was a college student and an aspiring journalist, to visit with a white supremacist leader and his followers in their in their armed bubble in the inland Northwest, when on the Idaho-Washington border. And his name was Richard Butler. Aryan Nations was the place. And I interviewed him, and I was just, one of the things that struck me, again, this guy was not, he wasn't smart, but he knew how to craft people's opinion. And he knew how to get people and grab onto them, even though he didn't have a lot of followers. Yeah, they were dangerous. And he said, he told me, it'll be people like you, young man, who changed this country. And it happens, we have to have a cleansing every certain number of generations, and you'll be part of it. And I looked incredulous. He goes, you don't believe me? He said, well, you'll be surprised in your lifetime. Very, very chilling. And I remember that from 35 years ago.
Well, I think that's true, even though I would argue that the most dangerous people amongst us are really not these far out wackos. They're really more...
That's a good point.
Like Cicero's point about the real danger is the person amongst us who speaks the same language, speaks the same tones, you know, looks to the same rational thoughts, but is actually more of a danger just by the ability to change minds and deal with people. So don't hear me wrong. I never doubt that fringe groups can grow into large groups, but it's really more the another one of that part from that quote is the more dangerous than an enemy at the gate, if you will, the internal person who is able to just use the words, use all the common mannerisms, and able to motivate people to really do wrong. And that's, we might even be looking more for that type of a thing than we are for the most obvious,
it's
blunt,
harder to find.
Forward.
Yeah, harder to note and harder to find. But you're right, probably worth it. I will say though that there was a guy in Munich who got people to follow him, and I worry about guys like person I met, Richard Butler, who died before the advent of social media. With social media now as a tool and a weapon, I worry. I have concerns about that, but hopefully we shed light, and in small ways we get people to think just a smidge. That's always a good thing to do. It's great to have you on, as always, my friend, talking about our good doctor here today, Dr. John Braccio. Dr. John B. is the website, and that's where you'll find the podcast with Regional Psychological Services, talking today about some of the roots of anti-Semitism and how it affects human psychology. Always looking for the easy way out.
Listen, evil is sadly too present, and every one of us needs to do our share to make the world better by listening, opening up, and being available when we see people that really might be a potential threat to others.
Amen to that. Good talking to you, my friend.
Same to you, Dave. Bye-bye.
1320, morning wake-up. We are coming back here shortly. Don't go away. WILS.